B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Start of the 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Consistent.
That is the, that is a new rule. Zoe starts singing or ruining the song, we shut
people
it off.
Like it. Thanks for listening to us, by the way. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. Let's get to your MIAA calls, but let's get through them. Get right to it.
Let's get...
Okay?
I got a lot of emails saying we're dead wrong.
I know.
I'd be pissed if I was a parent.
That we're wrong?
I'd be pissed if I... What?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Steven and Stoneham, go ahead. Okay, not ready to go.
Not ready.
We'll try Kevin in Northbridge. Kevin.
Hey, yeah, so when I did crew in high school, and I would go to New Hampshire all the time for races.
You did what?
Isn't that sort of a small sport that doesn't have a lot of schools participating in it, though?
What is it?
Like, I don't think
crew,
that's
rowing.
I don't think that's the best example.
Oh.
Most high schools don't have a crew team.
Bad example.
We're off to a bad start on
bad
these.
Bad start.
Tony in the car.
Not
Tony.
Ready and bad sport. Next.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
So do you guys know how this whole thing is calculated? Like, that's like the first thing of how ludicrous the MIA is to figure
algorithms.
Out how you put... Exactly. So basically you throw in a margin of victory component. So you have to blow teams out of the water to increase your likelihood that you can have a higher seed. So that just flies right in the face of sportsmanship right there.
Right.
Because these coaches... they cannot put their reserves in until they have, let's just take soccer, for example. They can't put their reserves in until they have like a 4 or 5 goal lead. So you got these seniors that have been sweating through 4 years of high school and, you know, they're good, but they're maybe not good enough to start. They can't even get into the game until like 10 minutes left, as opposed to maybe they would have played 20 minutes because of this stupid rule that they have.
Right. So the algorithm supports teams trying to blow other teams out. So even if you do have a 4 or 5 goal lead in hockey or soccer, or if you're up by 3 touchdowns in football, you have to keep going for it.
I mean, we step on the gas and we still get in trouble for it. Because it does matter from a point differential perspective at the end of the year when you want seeds.
I don't mind going for it, but I do think that he's making a really good point about players getting playing time and being a part of the team and getting
that
some playing
time. That doesn't make any sense. I know.
So coaches feel like they can't play kids who deserve some playing time, even though they're not the best players.
Yeah.
Because they have to, even if they're up 5 goals in a soccer game,
got
to
keep their starters.
They got to keep the starters in, and they because now they're thinking about, well, if I don't keep my starters in, the guy that's playing 2 towns over and is competing for a seed, he's keeping his starters in, and I got to keep up with him.
Yeah.
So
it's a bad rule.
Listen, I think. People getting upset about blowouts in sports is overrated. Shaughnessy was griping about it in his column again. God. That story that made national news, what was it, like 105 to 9?
Well, he's every trophy guy.
Like, oh, it's against sportsmanship. Don't know. Steven is in Stoneham again. Let's try that again, Steven.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. So in 2004, for the state championship for soccer, we're from Stoneham, and they made us go play in Worcester at Worcester State on a AstroTurf field where we never played on the entire year. And the team we played, that was Grafton, I think it was, they played on it a few times that year. And it was just...
Weak complaint.
I think that'd be cool to go play in Worcester. Like, I even brought that up.
That's also a state championship game.
If you're the West, like, that's the normal meeting spot. Worcester's in the middle of the state.
This is a round of, what, 16 that they were playing, and they were traveling 193 miles plus a boat ride? to play in the opening round?
It's a nice fairy.
I mean, heated, it'd be one thing if you said, hey, it was for the state title. We had to travel.
Heated fairy.
Like, okay.
Imagine if, I bet they put him on a high-speed ferry, too. That'd be nice.
Jay in North Attleboro. Jay?
Hey, guys. I actually went to Monument Mountain High School you were talking about before, out in the Berkshires. Just a little context of where it is. It's 5 minutes from Connecticut and about 10 minutes from New York State.
Wow.
So our regular division games, we were playing North Adams, you know, Pittsfield, Lee. There were some years where we couldn't find enough people to play, so we'd go to Farmington, Connecticut. So we were used to travel, but I guarantee you right now, if I called all my classmates from 98, we probably wouldn't go to Nantucket because there's nothing cool about Nantucket growing up in the Berkshires as a kid. I can tell you that.
I have been to Nantucket then.
I just wouldn't do it. Out. John is in New Hampshire. John?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm calling in because I heard some of your callers, and I've had a lot of experience with the MIAA.
All right.
How do you feel about them?
How do you feel about the MIAA?
They're a joke, and always have been. I started coaching at Mount Greylock in Williamstown, Mass., and I coached in Central Mass football and baseball, and I coached high school football for 20 years.
Jeez.
I served as the president of the Wachusett League in Central Mass., and had an awful lot of dealings with the MIAA. And what people haven't said and what the real story is, they're nothing but a bunch of retired administrators, most of whom have never played an organized sport in their life, and therefore they're making all the decisions. I've got a grandson right now that plays for Narragansett Regional and has to go all the way to Cheshire Friday night over the Mohawk Trail on a school bus to play a 7 o'clock game in the Division 8 playoffs, and it's probably going to be raining to boot.
How far
and
away is that?
I got to tell Zolak here that it's past peak with the leaves, right. And they don't see much at night in the traveling.
I agree. So, you know what? You bring up a great point about the daylight savings time change. So she's like the stuff she's feeding you about the MIA and these kids.
Can't even see it.
You can't even look out the window, kids. Hurry up, take a picture.
Dark.
We're gonna get the deer light on it. There's a mountain over there.
Now, do they have to hike the trail? Light. Is that like the Oregon Trail? You know, don't get dysentery.
The Mohawk
what happens
trail.
There?
I don't know.
When they go over the Mohawk.
I started getting swimmy headed when you started talking about the Donner Party. How far? How long? Give me minutes.
He's right. It's past peak foliage, and it's dark out at 4:30.
These kids, the seniors are going to start cannibalizing the couple of sophomores that made the varsity squad. They're the first to get eaten.
Piggy's not going to make it.
Let's just start carving meat off the buttocks is what they say to do first.
I want you to bring a largemouth Gatorade bottle if you need to go to the bathroom. It's a long ride.
Over the Mohawk Trail on a school bus.
No lights, no pavement.
I prefer a horse-drawn carriage myself, but they're gonna attempt it in a school bus.
At least get them a regular bus to where you could throw a movie on, DVD.
Oh, the kids have phones. They don't care about a movie on a DVD player. They don't even know what a DVD is. Everybody got their phones. That part they don't care about.
DVD.
It's because someone had VCR.
I was saying, I hope it's the Peter Pan that has the tape deck.
Well, 32-inch. The only reason I say that is like we spent so much time on the bus when we get through security to go and fly away with the team when we flew with the team. Capella would always bring movies. And we'd sit there and watch
movies. Various Doors documentaries.
No, we wouldn't. I'd rip it out of the thing.
Yeah, a bootleg of VH1's Behind the Music.
Yeah, he'd always bring
Kilmer in the Doors again.
He'd always bring an Italian movie. He had the Goodfellas and like all those, the Untouchables. Because he always loves Sean Connery movies. We watch those.
What other Sean Connery movies other than The Untouchables?
First Night.
No, he did not bring First Night.
He did bring First Night. My favorite part of the movie, when they push him out and they shoot that flame arrow, man. The music's playing.
Let me tell you, Richard Gere, tremendous in this film. Tremendous.
I watched Pretty Woman.
What's the name of it?
Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman.
Paul's in Rhode Island on the Patriots. He wants OBJ. Tell me why, Paul.
Yes, two reasons. I'll take the talent over the tantrum. Leave the tantrum at the door.
Wait, let's end that call right there. He'll take the talent over the tantrum.
Yeah. Is that his best call ever?
That's his best call ever. That's why we had to cut that thing short.
He should never call again.
He just gave your side of this a slogan. Talent over tantrum. Go get OBJ. Stick with that.
Job, Paul.
Wow. Best call ever, and it took 6 seconds.
And he didn't do all that, hey, how you guys doing
none
today?
But it doesn't make any sense.
It's just a good slogan.
Yeah, I'll take the talent with the tantrum. Or I'll take the tantrum with the talent.
He's saying that the biggest factor in his decision will not be the tantrum.
Talent over tantrum.
Instead of the talent. And for me, it's the my biggest factor is, no, I don't want to deal with the tantrums. He's got the talent.
And my point is, I don't know if he has a talent. I haven't seen it.
You're sort of on an island making that point.
Okay. Ted. Because he's been so good this year with his 17 catches.
Ted working today?
Yeah, we got to film something. He's not working. I don't know if he's working. We got to film a video.
Yeah, how you doing, Ted?
Muscle video.
Mike's in Cranston. Mike.
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
We're doing all right.
How's Cranston?
Good. Yes, sir. Big fan. Always have been. I don't call as often as I like to, but I got the picker thing. I've had a small cleaning business, essentially, in my younger days. I still do it, but in my younger days, I did a lot of bar rooms and restaurants and like. But I
never come across Frank Fritz. We're big Frank Fritz fans.
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't, but he's, yeah. But I have a Sam Adams, and they're both antiques, Beetle, and they've kind of run the gamut as far as my use now because I'm getting a little bit older, and you know how you change your motifs. But I have a Sam Adams. It's got to be five feet long. It's beautiful.
For me. That's too big. That's massive. Well, that's a billboard.
It's long, but it's not wide. I mean, I don't want to say that's what she said, but
I missed that.
And I have a Rolling Rock light also. It's green. It's gorgeous. But Beetle, I mean, can I send you the photo? I don't want anything for it, but you know, I just want to repurpose it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, Milliken. Have him. Get him the emails.
What do you want this for your basement?
Yeah, we want to see them. We just want to check
Michael
them out.
Scott,
I'm in the market.
I think we should start Pauly Girl neon sign.
I'd say we start collecting old beer signs and we hang them in here, all around the back.
We could do that too. That would be fun, but that's not typically allowed here.
What fun?
Yeah, exactly. Period. Story over.
Not a sponsor.
Don't put beer signs in your basement.
John is in Amesbury. John.
His basement he has now?
I've been massive. I got the Clydesdale.
No.
Exactly. Deal. That's you. Yeah. Did you see how nice his basement is right now? He wants to put beer signs
in it. He's got a bar.
Hold on, John. Hold on. We're considering it. We're not committed to anything.
No.
If something really nice comes along, maybe I'd do it.
You going to have a bar?
Oh, boy.
He has a bar.
Jeez.
Well, John, I don't know. I've never a bar been over, so.
Well, revive, but I get the pictures.
John,
lucky me.
Hey, Zoe Beetle. Awesome show, man. Hey, it's not just the MIAA. My nephew plays for Newmarket Soccer. They had to play Pittsburgh, New Hampshire. That's up in Canada.
Why would you play out of state? Now you're talking. Not that can't be MIAA. Oh, by the way, with your little table that you have next to your bar, I have a NASCAR pool table light. The car.
Nah, yeah, no, that'll fit with the beer signs you want to put in there, Beetle. That's perfect.
No, we definitely don't want that.
Nope. How about the dogs playing poker? I got one of those. It's all framed.
I do have that. And I have Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
With,
you got the Hopper painting, but instead of the people, it's James Dean and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I got that.
Another classy one, especially if it plugs in.
Oh.
I don't have the plug-in.
The best artwork plugs in.
The best
you go, you go to the Louvre, there's just outlets everywhere they can plug
in. All right, enough of that.
Get the Mona Lisa plugged in.
The Moner?
Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. How'd you like Cassius Marsh last night, Zoe? Do you have a thought on that? Cassius Marsh?
Oh, yeah. He's talking in my ear. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, you couldn't hear me. It's okay.
Yeah,
you got a thought on that?
Yeah.
All right, tell us about it next.
Loser!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You say dialogue, Zo says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roethlisberger, empty spread, takes the snap. Has time. Pumping. Edwards almost got him. They do finally bring him down. The sack is made. And it's Cassius Marsh, the ex-Steeler, in his Bears debut. Gets to Ben Roethlisberger, working off a block, finishes the job, and now a penalty marker. And please tell me that's not going to be a taunting on Marsh as the Steelers are getting ready to punt with 3:16 to go in the game.
Conclusion of the play, taunting, defense number 59. 15-yard penalty will create a first down.
Wow. Unnecessary, ridiculous in every way, shape, and form. I just said, play smart. Inexcusable. You got the Steelers off the field in a three-point game. Enough with this stuff already. I don't know what he's doing.
He's just, all he's doing is staring at the Pittsburgh Steelers sideline.
Ain't it fun? Come on.
Cassius Marsh last night made contact with Tony Corrente and the flag came out.
Tony sounded like he was struggling there. He's tired and old. Tony's been doing this a long time, man. He was the guy out in Denver. Remember the chatter game? It was freezing out there.
So what was it that Cassius Marsh was actually called for there?
Contact?
It was taunting call, though, for his karate kick, right? For the spinning.
I'm gonna take Maz.
Cool. A ninja kick he did.
I'm gonna take Maz and use Maz's term. Tool bag. That guy's a tool bag.
You think
like,
that's
this
what
guy? It, this guy thinks he's like. This guy thinks he's a 20-year NFL veteran. 20-time Pro Bowler. That's the way this guy carries himself and acts. He didn't do this, and I get called for that.
So my question is, was that flag coming out prior to him bumping into the official?
He initiated contact.
Well, I mean...
But did you watch the video? Did you see Corrente actually look like he stepped into Marsh?
A little bit.
He backed up a little bit.
Listen, it was not exactly, I don't know, it sort of felt like it was incidental contact. Like, it happens. You know what I mean?
Was that even what the call was?
Too many flags.
No, that's my point.
Too much uncertainty. These guys don't know what they're doing.
Taking a step towards their sideline, I think.
So he sacks Roethlisberger.
Yep.
He gets up. He is
cool.
Now looking at the sideline, yeah. Like, you know, like what?
Do the karate kick.
And so, you know what? There is one angle. There is one angle that prior to the contact, Corrente reaches down for the flag. It's on the replay angle. So if you're watching the game last night, it's on the replay of it when things are at slow speed. When he finally turns around, just as he turns around, Corrente is reaching for the flag.
He's already reaching for it. They said that on the broadcast.
I thought from the top view, I was like, I wasn't sure he was reaching for it until the contact happened.
Was there verbal?
And then it's so emphatic the way he throws it.
Was there verbal, though, that Corrente heard?
No, I think it was just him sitting there staring down the opposing sideline.
I'm going to get him. Happens all the time in every game.
Well, it's dope.
Pretty clear to everybody who saw it that I wasn't taunting. Like, you know, I've been doing the celebration my whole career, and
Derek Carr?
It's just sad to see stuff like that happen in a close game like that. It's just rough, man.
Again, no personal responsibility taken there by Cassius Marsh.
Not his fault.
Which just, right. Again, you lose credibility and all that stuff he said about the Patriots when you come off like such a clown in any future situation.
True. True that.
You do. right?
Yeah.
I mean, yep. Listen, we knew this year that this taunting rule, as stupid as it is, was going to be enforced more so than it had in previous seasons. Players know that. It's week 9. They know that by now. Cassius Marsh is an idiot. Guy's an idiot. Kevin is in Framingham. Hey, Kevin.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'll get right to it. I didn't want to be the guy to hate on OBJ, but here I am, I told myself. And I just don't think he's going to be the same guy, no matter what team, that he was 4 years ago. I think he would have, you know, ended things a lot different in Cleveland. Never mind, you know, this lack of production.
Okay, out on Odell Beckham Jr. We're now 2.5 hours from finding out if he's going
to
clear.
This isn't mandatory, like, especially with the type of contract you're going to have, where it's gun to the head, you got this guy for the next 3 years. It doesn't work, you whack him. And he's done. Then he's damaged goods. Couldn't even work with the Patriots.
Cliff. Cliff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Are you there?
We're here, Cliff. Go ahead.
All right. Listen, first time caller ever. Listen, diehard Browns fan. Also, when the Browns didn't have a team, diehard Giants fan. Odell Beckham is not a bad fucking player.
Hey! There it is. Happy streamers. Happy streamers. Tell your smart speakers, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Yeah.
You could tell that one was going. You could tell where that one was going.
Ron in New Hampshire. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys, about the game last night, this Cassius Marsh thing. What about when defensive backs, you see it a half dozen times a game, wag their fingers after a defended play, whether it's towards a receiver,
yep,
the ball players on the field, the fans, to the sideline they're defending, and nothing's done. The second thing is, why can't they start calling fouls or penalties for delay a game on these damn teams that want to run up and down the field after they have a defended play or intercept or something? You guys are great. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, Ron. Here's a question that I'm thinking about based on Ron's thought there. How many offensive players are getting called for taunting versus defensive players? And it can go both ways. I mean, a receiver makes a catch, and we you know, think about the guy who's leaning over him.
CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb taunted Jalen Mills. He got fined. He's actually one of the lead fine getters in the National Football
League. By the
way, he does
it
every week.
There's no take there. I'm just genuinely curious. Right. Which way is it?
No, I know.
Does
I think
benefit
it leans,
one side of the ball?
I think it leans heavy defense. It's got it because that's, you know, you're playing to pop.
No. I would actually assume it goes more heavy offense because they're the ones sort of in control of the play. But I don't have the – we'll try and get that answer. I'm curious to know which one does it benefit because last night it was a defensive player. And it feels like the guys who are going to get targeted the most are defensive players after sacks
yep.
and receivers after catches.
Yes.
Those, to me, seem like the most logical guys to get called for.
That's when you celebrate.
Yeah, that's when you have a situation where a guy has been taken to the ground. And in those situations, in the case of the receiver, he's won the play, making a big catch.
And he's not a running back who is on a pile at the bottom of other guys who just got into the end zone. So that scoring play doesn't elicit the same type of celebration,
right?
Usually,
and in a case of a defensive player making a sack, that one's obvious too. Buster in Bridgewater is online.
Buster.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hey. Two things. Isn't Cassius Marsh that same bonehead used to play for the Patriots and came out
him.
And said he doesn't play here anymore because it wasn't fun and it was too hard?
Yep.
That's him. Corrente was interviewed after the game, and he was asked specifically, did the bump have anything to do with the call? He said no. So then the follow-up was, well, what did you flag him for? He said, well, he was taking an aggressive posture towards the sideline.
Oh, God.
I would say that's an accurate description of it. Now, whether or not that's worthy of a penalty buster is a different conversation, but I don't disagree with what he's saying.
You know, point of emphasis doesn't mean you make the call when it doesn't exist.
Well, I just think that situation that was happening last night was probably the type of situation that officials have been told to flag players for. I really don't put it on the officials there. they've been told to do this. When they don't do it and they don't throw the flag, they are punished by the league. And this is one of those leagues where they actually do find ways to take out punishment against officials by not giving them playoff assignments, by changing their assignments, things of that nature. It doesn't happen in baseball. It does happen to a slight degree in football.
How hot do you think it's in here?
It's getting up there, man.
Still warm. Oh, Felger's going to love it.
76, it says on that one on the right.
He's going to love it.
76 degrees in the studio.
Warm my water bottle. But I'm so toasty.
I'm good. I'm not going to touch that. I'm gonna take a hard
pass. Hey, Loth! That's not Loth.
I'm going to take a pass.
I look the same.
He's hallucinating.
Listen, another ball guy walking back like important place to go.
Hey! It's hot in here!
It's hot in here.
Headlines here. One more segment to go. Phone lines are open. 617-779-0985. You're on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now turn that one back up.
I look at the temperature. You said it started increasing.
I thought it was 76.
It's up to 77 now. So Jim Louth has gone down to find a engineer. There's not a single one in the building.
I don't believe that.
There's not. And he said it's so bad. He said it's so bad that the lights didn't, you know how the lights dim when you're not there? That the lights haven't gone on. So that means like nobody's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. No, it just means no one's been there in a while.
Well, they got to have their regulated 1 hour lunch, right?
So what time did you figure out today that maybe the AC wasn't working?
About 2.5 hours ago, it started to sweat.
I didn't realize that was what was happening here. I just thought maybe no one.
Because I went and turned it down. And I'm like, you know what? I will go in Jim Murray's studio over there. And if it feels like you can hang meat, that means it's working. Because if the air is on, that side studio is about 40 degrees. And it's about 80 in there. You remember what happened last time? The air conditioner part broke. Oof. They tried to get Dennis to fix it, like by himself, instead of like calling an HVAC.
Remember we had the contractors calling, being like, "Well, come fix it, figure it out."
Oh my God!
Did you break the phones?
This is so Newton.
Are the phones broken?
They're destroyed.
Ah, oh, damn it! What now?
Does someone else have a contest in the building? That's my guess. Giving away $100 for the song to hear or something.
Engineer shut everything off when
giving
they
away
left.
A cowboy
win
hat.
$96 when you hear the jam that pays.
Yeah, call the Country Cafe and you can have a cowboy hat or a holster. We'll give that away to the 13th caller.
Giving away holsters.
I don't know what they'd give away at country music stations. I actually love it. I told her I listened to her all the time. The Cruiser.
Oh yeah,
she does a good job. I like country music. But don't listen to it when you listen to us. I won't do that. There you go.
Boom. Done.
Bam.
Fixed it.
Fix that.
But I can. It's weird. I can see names from the caller ID and what.
Can you?
I can see if the phone is ringing right now. It's ringing on a bunch of different lines.
I can't even.
And if you've called. Like this is Paulie in the truck. He's going about 75 down the highway.
Oh, it must be 75 degrees
but it's
out.
Him. I see his full name there, first and last name.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
Paulie?
No, you're not.
No, he's not there.
Something's there.
He windsurfing?
Did he leave the phone like, on the hood of his car?
Jake in Danvers. Is that Jake?
Jake.
Yes.
Yes, Jake.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. I got a proposition for you guys. If you'd like to trade Tatum, because I don't see him being here
when his contract comes up. And if you look at that Paul George trade, what they got for him, if you can come anywhere near that, I think you have to do it.
Tatum signed an extension.
He's the max guy. Wait a minute. To do what? To do where? With who?
Whoever has the best offer. Got 5 first-round picks for Paul George. If you can get anything near that for Tatum.
Why are you trading Tatum?
Because he thinks he's going to leave at the end of his contract, which is
he's going to be gone anyway. He said.
Oh, okay. In 5 years?
No, you don't trade Jason Tatum.
Yeah, we've got some bad Celtics trade calls today.
What if Bill Simmons hears those?
Well, you can't blame Milliken on this.
Sure he could. He screens
no,
calls.
No, Milliken didn't screen these.
Oh, that's right.
We're taking these on screen.
Take them live.
We're flying blind right now.
Paulie.
We're flying blind. He's not there anymore. Eric in Maine. Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Eric.
Hey. Not bad. So, OBJ, the whole OBJ thing.
Yes.
Like, why wouldn't you bring him in? I mean, we've seen, like, Belichick bring in these guys before. The week right before he plays his former team, he would sign a one-year deal, $5 to $6 million. And if it doesn't work out, you cut him.
Oh, they're not paying him $5 or $6 million to come in here.
Yep.
Do you think they'd pay him that?
No, this is going to be a gentleman's agreement here. Coming in here, we're going to
rehab your image.
We're going to rehab you. Then you can make some money.
So you believe there's a lot of value in bringing in a guy from
this team next week
from the other team that you're going to play this week?
No.
Nope. I didn't think so.
Hayes in the barn. Game plan's in.
Right. What's he going to tell
you? What he could do.
What's he going to tell you?
He could help you with 2-minute calls and stuff like that. Like, okay, we go 2-minute. Oh, what's that sign mean? Baker's giving you this sign. Or you're like, hook, tap your head. You know, all that stuff. He could help you with that.
Nico in New Hampshire. Nico.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
All right, taunting. Awful, awful, awful rule.
It's a dumb rule.
Let's take away the added value to home field advantage, for one. Let's completely wipe that off the board. Two, let's delay the game even more than it has to be by throwing the fucking – excuse my language.
That's two. Yep,
that's two.
That's two.
Yep. What kind of football are you throwing?
2 F-bombs today. you never know when those are going to sneak up
on you. How far are you going to throw that bleeping football?
I'm with him. This has always been a penalty on the books. It should be reserved for the most egregious of cases. Last night, to me, should not rise to the level of throwing a flag. No.
Yeah.
No, and I think most people would agree with that. Apparently, the NFL claims their coaches have been very upset over the years with taunting. Oh. That it was sort of made possible through coaches and teams complaining to the league that they had seen enough of that.
Well, this team's probably getting their asses kicked.
Right.
Yeah. And they rub our face in it. They bullied us. Yeah. The bad coaches.
Which?
Do you know who
which
is against,
NFL fan
do you know who's actually
watched?
Against taunting, though?
Who?
Belichick.
Yeah, no, he's not on the side of it. He would probably
he
love
said
the flag
it promotes,
last night.
Promotes bad habits. I'd rather have that all taken out of the game.
Yeah, he's one
because
of those coaches.
Nothing, there's nothing wrong with celebrating with your teammates after a good play, and he's on record with that. But he's like, the taunting stuff, there's no place in a game for it.
So maybe he's one of the guys that complained. Nico in New Hampshire, call Bill Belichick. Let him know how you feel. Who is upset when you see a catch being made and the receiver? Here's the one thing I don't like. I don't like when guys lean on top of other guys who are on the ground and do it. That, to me, I could do without.
Yeah,
but you're once right. You're both standing and you're face-to-face and you start jawing at each other and, you know, getting into it, I think it's actually enhances the value of the game. The entertainment value off the charts.
Or you put your body onto someone or you're rubbing your leg on someone. That's like that's taking it too far.
In what sense?
No.
Every sense.
That's like if you hit someone and they're down and you stand over them, there's a thing like if you rub your leg on them. It's like a dominant thing. It's like a gang thing. They don't want that. They tried to take that out of the game. Back to when I was playing too.
Could you demonstrate on Beetle? Could you go over there and rub your leg on him in the manner in which you're describing?
Sure.
All right, let me see. Show me.
Can we get on the ground?
No!
All right, just pretend he's on the ground. Here. Pretend this bag is on the ground. Or I'll put it on the ground. Now show me how you...
valuable stuff in here.
Okay, just show me. Rub your leg on him. What
show
do you mean?
How you do it.
Get up off him. Like,
okay.
When
you drag your leg on somebody, that is a gang body language.
Yeah,
oh. Man, learn something every day.
They don't want that in a part of the game. They don't want that like you hanging out. straddling a guy and then dragging her leg on him. That was taken out of the game.
Leg straddle. Leg straddle.
Badass.
Straddle leg drag.
They get flagged every time for that.
Yeah, grabbing your crotch or any of that stuff. Yeah, they want that out.
What does that symbolize?
That's just over the top.
It's a readjustment.
Is that at all part of the gang?
80 degrees in here.
Gang body language.
Is that a crip or a blood thing? Dragging the leg across the leg of another opponent?
I don't know.
No idea.
I'm not getting into the gang stuff. No way.
Not going to touch.
Not touching it.
Smart.
Yep.
Don't talk about it.
You've taught me well in that one.
Right. Yep. Don't talk about Suge Knight.
Don't mention it. Well, you just brought him up.
Play it safe. Don't mention it. Just don't talk about it.
Start parking in that cage over there.
Not tomorrow morning. You won't. Another event.
Where?
Outside.
In the cage.
Oh, we're outside?
Yeah. That's where it is.
Outside. I didn't even read what it was. I just said no parking in the cage tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
The last time it was Maz and Felger drinking Dunkin' Donuts out there. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, well, it was like they were doing a commercial or something.
I never saw that. Those lines, yeah.
I've seen Felger in the bar drinking his Jack
those
Daniels.
Well done commercials, by the way.
Felger's Jack Daniels makes me want to buy Jack Daniels.
They look like.
It looks like he genuinely drinks Jack.
Our people did them. I thought they were national spots.
Shut up.
The ones that pop up on the app?
Yeah, he went down local liquor store, went in there. He looked very, very.
That is the Beasley Boston video team.
Good job,
guys. Produced in-house.
That makes you want to drink Jack Daniels.
They're shooting a video in the cage tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Another
cage
video.
Fight. I say cage fight. All four stations. Let's just go. Drop them. Lock the cage.
Rub your leg on them.
Are you allowed to rub your leg on the people from the other stations?
No rubbing in the leg. That's not allowed.
If you could straddle one person from another station, who would it be?
Hardy.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Bob Bronson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Z.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by New England's premier weight loss program and proud partner of Davio's, Roach Brothers, Kayam, Apex Entertainment, and the Boston Red Sox. That's Awaken.
What is it now, Zo?
81?
No, it's not 81 already.
I'm just getting there.
What is it outside? It's gorgeous outside. But it's nice.
It's 70.
It's 68.
What do you got,
outside?
Temperature boy?
I don't respond to that.
Oh, what do you have, Artie?
Try to get there. You go,
my buddy.
Depending on you want the official airport temperature. That's 68.
No, cooler no, being no. On
that's
the
like
water.
8 degrees cooler.
That's 68. I got 70 here.
70. Yeah, it feels about 70, nice. 71.
Yeah, you know it's really a bad spot that they've chosen to do the official records from, weather-wise in
Stupid.
Boston.
Stupid.
It's a bad spot.
Well, any place.
I've talked to Eric Fisher about this.
Wind and water. It's like always.
Doesn't make
8
sense.
8 degrees cooler. Guaranteed.
It's warmer in the winter. It's cooler in the summer. The precipitation levels fluctuate there, being on the water. It's bad.
So let's pick the
new... We got to go inland a little bit.
Let's pick the new spot for the official temperature in Boston.
Framingham.
If it has to be in the city...
It has to be in the
I
city.
I would go...
City of Boston.
You know... What's that? Fenway Park. Kenmore Square. Yeah.
Felger.
Put it on top of a building at BU.
No, Felger's got it. Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Why don't you slap a...
Just do it at Fenway.
Slap a temperature
area.
Thing on one of those light
right
poles.
On top of the park.
Put it next to the Coke bottle if it's...
I don't want
there.
A too high elevation.
Sitco sign.
Why does it...
Sitco sign.
Why does it be that high?
It's not that high. That's like a, what, six or eight-story building?
Why don't you put it on the ground so you know what it feels like on the ground?
Right.
I don't care. I don't care what the temperature is on top of the Citgo sign. I'm never going up there.
Yeah. Casket flagging on the railing.
Front door, the casket flagging. Real field temp.
Yeah.
Now, in line,
yeah,
down that sidewalk.
Yeah, what is it in line when I'm waiting to get into Axis?
Right. And not the bullpen, not the bleacher part down there. We you know, because you're in the shade there. They get right there out there in the sun.
Okay, so we'll change that. We'll speak to whoever it is in charge, and I'm sure we can get that changed in a couple days.
Yeah, that shouldn't be
a problem. Zoe learned a new word today. It was a learning experience here on the show. What did you learn?
I learned a new word today.
What is it?
What'd you say? Volvalea?
No. that is not what I said.
Volvuses.
No. So I said it is the Valsalva maneuver.
Valsalva maneuver.
Is what you're doing and what you need right now.
So I have an awful experience flying because my head is so large it like swells up and my ears always get clogged. You know, I have like tough hearing as it is.
Yeah.
So I was fine yesterday. And then I get a little bit of a head cold. Today I wake up and my left ear is shut.
So you know that maneuver of holding your nose, pinching your nose, and blowing. That sounds awful.
Oh, my God.
What is that noise coming from your...
You made me just blow your nose.
Yeah. Don't blow it out your mouth, though. Keep your, nice and tight, right? Noise coming.
What do you call it?
Valsalva maneuver.
Valsalva.
It can also get your heart back in rhythm, too. Kick that baby right into rhythm.
You need that a lot?
No. I just know that that's one of the benefits.
How do you know this stuff?
Look it up. Look it up.
A few times a day I get a rhythmic, so I just got to resync the old ticker.
Yeah, then he's like, wait a minute, which ear is that?
I think it saved your life.
He said, you got to tilt your head this
way.
Yeah,
I said, tilt your head. Tilt the clogged ear up. That sometimes helps. Listen, I'm a wealth.
$3,500.
Of random information, yeah. And that's just part of it. Okay.
Does that work for vertigo?
No. I don't know if it does. It's a good question.
I had that once. I would say you guys remember. You probably don't. I just had to bang in one day. I thought I was dying.
Boston College. We had it at the same time at the old place.
Yeah. And I drove over to that hospital over by the old building.
You drove when you thought you were dying and had vertigo? That's probably not the best time to be driving.
What am I going to do? You'll pull over and call 911?
Take an Uber.
BC.
Get a ride.
I get myself there quicker. And I went in, and they diagnosed me with vertigo. And thank God it lasted for about a day and a half, and that was it.
How did you drive with vertigo?
I've done it.
I was sweating. I was.
Can't turn your head.
I was sweat was rising up on my arms. I felt so sick.
Well, that is related to the inner ear and those crystals in your inner ear, right?
I had it on a plane once. Puked the whole way.
I forget the things they call them. The things that there's tiny, tiny little things like inside your ear and they're attached to like little things. And if they get just a tiny bit out of whack.
I don't know that Valsalva works for that one. But if you got a murmur or something, something like kicks you out of rhythm.
$3,500.
Murmur. I don't have no idea. I probably shouldn't offer up that medical advice.
I think murmur might be something different.
Listen, here's what it does do. We'll pop your ears.
$3,500. You can buy those shock pads. $3,500. You can buy those portable chest
AED.
Yeah.
And we have one right here in the hallway.
Go check it out.
For sure.
Let's put it on Ted Johnson. It won't do anything.
Why'd you point that out to him? Now he's going to want to play with it.
I just want him to know it's there in case he needs to save
it. Put it on Bedard.
We're back tomorrow on a Wednesday. We'll have some more clarity on where Odell Beckham Jr. might be landing. Could be here in New England. Zoe seems to think they're going hard after OBJ. Felger and Maz are next. Have a great afternoon. It's gorgeous out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.